News Team coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
WSJM News is brought to you by the Town Crier Wire. Download your free local news app today at the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. While some states like Indiana are starting to reopen, Michigan's chief medical officer has concerns about where the Great Lakes state stands.
We are still having parts of the state that are seeing an increase in the rate of rise of cases, and we know that their hospital capacity is not what it should be.
Dr. Janae Khaldun appeared yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press.
If we don't do well with these social distancing measures, more people will die, and that is just the facts.
She says reopening Michigan's economy will be done following an incremental and data-driven approach. Governor Gretchen Whitmer calls the protests inside and outside the state capitol on Thursday disturbing. She said in her Friday afternoon briefing that Michigan has a rich history of people coming together in times of crisis.
Our brave soldiers fought to keep the Union intact during the Civil War. We came together as the arsenal of democracy to defeat the Nazis because we were united against a common enemy.
She adds that same energy needs to be channeled against the common enemy of COVID-19.
I know that some people are angry, and I know many are feeling restless. And I know that people are itching to get back to work, and I get it, and I respect it.
Whitmer thanked the Michigan State Police and the sergeants at arms of the House and the Senate for keeping people safe during Thursday's protest, and the employees who spent their Friday cleaning and disinfecting the Capitol. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services says there are now 43,754 cases of coronavirus in the state, with 4,049 deaths linked to the illness. That's an increase of 547 cases from Saturday and 29 additional deaths. In southwest Michigan, Berrien County now has 300 confirmed cases. That's up by 6 from Saturday. The number in Cass County is down by 1 to 32, while Van Buren County has 2 additional cases for a total of 61. The number of deaths in the region is unchanged from Saturday, with Berrien County at 18 and Cass and Van Buren counties both at 2 each. The number of people in the state who have recovered from COVID-19, that's defined as anyone who's survived 30 days post-onset, is 15,659 as of Saturday. The Berrien County Health Department says of the county's 300 cases, 192 have recovered. Unit 2 at the Cook Nuclear Power Plant has been taken offline for repairs. The plant tells us the unit was removed from service just before 11 a.m. on Friday as a result of a small leak discovered on a pipe feeding one of the unit's pressurized spray valves. Unit 1 remains at full power and can provide enough power to meet the plant's service area needs. Unit 2 will remain offline until the leak repair is done. Download the Newstalk 94.9 WSJM app and listen online anywhere. You can also stay up to date on the latest developments in the COVID-19 pandemic. WSJM weather you can depend on is next. In the WSJM newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.